Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, Not Old Teens. I am very happy that you guys are listening today. I hope you guys are having a very good day, and let's get straight into my pod. So, I don't have music or anything right now because this is just a disclaimer of the pod. As you guys could probably see from my Instagram, you have a picture of my friends and us recording or just smiling at the camera, but me and my friends went to go see my other friend to go visit her. And of course, while I was with them, I had to do a pod. So we recorded a pod. And this is just a disclaimer to don't put your volume all the way up because we laugh a lot and it can hurt your ears. But it's a really fun podcast. It's definitely my favorite one I've ever recorded. It's so fun. It's so funny. And yeah, so let's get straight into the pod. Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, Not Old Teens. You guys know who I am, of course, but today I have some special guests, a lot of special guests, my friends, and they're going to introduce themselves. So, go.
I am Mariah. I'm bald, and you can just imagine a white, bald person. Yeah, that's it.
Nice introduction.
Okay.
You guys probably already know I'm Malia. Just kidding. I'm Malia Kazel, though.
I'm Malia Bona.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so everybody knows, save the best for last. That's one of my favorites. And I'm Layla.
Okay, so today we're just doing, like, a few questions just for fun, just to talk. Very natural, very,
Raw,
yes. So, the first question is, if you could change your name, what would it be?
I have an answer.
You have an answer?
Yeah, I like the name Athena. I think it's such a pretty name.
Sage.
That sounds like Meredith.
Meredith?
I really don't know.
I think I would
I'm gonna search it up on TikTok.
Oh.
Bruh.
I think I would name myself, like, Mia.
Ew.
Okay,
I think I like the name, like, Alea or something like that.
Yeah, that's cute.
I like Alea.
Oh, now you got
Alea. Okay, I like the name Mariana because I got that from the Fosters and I really like her character.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, my name would be Grace because my middle name is Grace. I kind of like that.
Bro, you do not look like a girl.
I know. Okay. Okay, the second question is, are ghosts real?
Yes.
Absolutely. Bona doesn't believe in ghosts.
Malia Bona doesn't. Malia Kazel does.
Do you not believe them because you're scared of ghosts?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think I need to hear your dad's story, Kazel.
No,
to
for real.
Yeah, I have some stories, but my dad has better ones because the stories I always tell are his anyway. Like, him and my mom's, but I do have a few, just not like as
interesting. Yeah. I think that ghosts are. I don't know.
But I could just
tell. I don't know. I think they're real.
Okay, at my house, let me just tell a quick one. It's really fast. Me and my mom and my dad were moving our living room around, and my sister's room is downstairs, and the stairs come directly down to the hallway, and then when you turn, there's the bathroom and a closet, and then down by the front door is my sister's room. So me and my mom saw, like, at the same time, a girl come down the stairs and, like, turn to go to the bathroom. And it was, like, at the last second, right when she turned. And I was like, who was that? And then my mom said it was my sister. So I went over there, and she wasn't there. She was in her room. So,
oh, heck
so
no.
So, yeah, we saw somebody basically come down the stairs. And she had long hair.
Ooh.
My room?
Yeah.
For real.
No.
You guys get a burp.
Cheers.
The next question is, what food would you absolutely not try? Under not even if you get paid for it, nothing.
Human.
My mom
human,
tried
for real.
That's good.
I heard that humans taste like pigs.
My mom tried bat.
This was good?
I don't know. She said she ate it when she was poor. So
there's this Filipino food. I forgot. I think it's balut or something.
Oh, where like you eat like the whole, living, like the
a whole
baby
bird inside bird. The egg,
oh, and you like suck
whale,
it up,
right?
It's like a whole bird inside the egg. And it's so nasty.
That sounds disgusting.
I'll never eat it ever.
I don't even know, to be honest. But scary. I put Maria on the Mariah.
Yeah, human. I don't want to be like that. And then going into the next question. What's a food combination that you enjoy that others find weird?
I know you like applesauce.
Yeah, I like applesauce. I like Cool Ranch Doritos dipped in applesauce.
I like eggs and syrup.
Okay, that's good, though.
I have so many weird ones.
And fries and milkshake.
A lot of people like that one.
I don't
I like ketchup in my ramen.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Like okay, here's
I don't know. I put spicy stuff on everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have one that I don't know if you guys would think it's weird, but Mariah does.
What?
I put my eggs on top of my pancakes, like.
Oh no! It's just weird.
It's just weird.
Yolk looks like syrup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in my spaghetti, I put ranch.
I see that. My cousins do that. They put sugar in it too.
Okay,
my sister does chili and
ketchup. I think put syrup. That's really gross. I would never do that.
What? My sister does chili and ketchup.
That does not chili and ketchup?
Just chili and ketchup.
Like as a sauce?
Oh, mixes it and then uses it as a sauce?
But uses ketchup as a sauce for chili. Like chili is already saucy. What do you mean ketchup?
She adds
saucy.
Yeah. She eats it with ketchup.
My grandma, she used to eat apples and vinegar.
Ew, that's disgusting.
That kind of sounds good.
That does not.
That sounds pretty bad.
Okay.
Okay. We might as well go into another food question.
Okay.
What are the best and worst school lunches?
The best lunches are the slushies and nachos.
The best ones are the pizzas.
Yeah, I like chicken nachos.
The pizzas at Franklin with apple juice and jalapenos.
Oh, yeah.
The one me and Mariah used to get every day.
The slushies out of all high schools are so good.
Yeah, slushies are good. Slushies. But then when you want to upgrade your slushie, they're like, okay, $5 more. Like, what?
The worst one?
You can get larger slushies.
You can?
Yeah.
Our school we can.
I think the nachos are so good.
The nachos are so good.
I don't like the lime.
Chicken ones were good.
Remember, we were trying to get a different. Oh, the burrito bowls at Franklin.
But they're so nasty. But they're so good.
I think the worst ones, I don't know.
Are the mac and cheeses they be having?
I've never seen mac and cheese.
We have a salad bar.
No, I will never forget in elementary school. I used to eat the meatloaf
there. Not potato meatloaf. Like that's kind of
not good. I used to eat it though. It's not good.
The elementary school lunches are all bad.
Yeah.
No, low key.
I used to eat it. It's really gross.
Okay.
No. Okay. Next question. What is your favorite TV show or movie?
Wonder Woman or McFarlane USA.
The originals will always be in my heart.
The originals? You watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't finish it.
There's this one Netflix series on Netflix. It's called The Get Down. It is so
good. Oh, yeah, that's
it's
good.
So underrated.
I think I'm breathing really loud.
No, you're right. You're good.
Okay. Obviously, everybody knows it's Grey's Anatomy.
What?
That's not surprising. I also like real estate shows and
renovating
shows. So yeah, for movies, my favorite movie is definitely Tangled. I don't care.
Oh yeah, I low-key like Tangled too.
I like Robounce.
It'll forever be one of my favorite movies.
I don't know if you guys seen it before, but
Robounce, yeah. I like 10 plus things I hate about you. I really have been I liked that movie for like a long time, and then everybody started watching it, and I was like, thank you.
And Stranger Things is actually really good.
Okay, yeah.
Stranger Things is looking good.
But everybody be hating on Outer Banks, so it's actually really good.
I like
Outer Banks. Yeah. I watched that 3 times.
It's a good story
in one week.
Yeah.
Okay, I just got to like the last 3 episodes of Outer Banks, and I quit watching it.
Can you
flash
it? Because you don't go watching like series.
Yeah, it's your stitch thing.
Yeah, it's been like that.
Yeah, you're good. Sorry guys. Next question. If you could meet anyone living or dead, who would it be?
Jermaine Cole. Bye.
If you can be anyone?
SZA?
No, meet anyone.
Oh, me.
You would meet SZA? Yeah. If I smoked, I would smoke with SZA.
I'll meet SZA's grandma. That'd be... Oh,
she...
No, for real.
Living or dead.
Living or dead.
I'm Harriet Tubman.
Girl.
I was gonna say Michael Jackson, but low-key not.
Yeah, he's kind of creepy.
Kinda
yeah,
scares like, me. He
yeah,
scares
for real.
Me.
Like,
I mean,
there's so many.
One more makeup, and we could just meet you as Michael Jackson.
Who else died?
Oh no, let's see.
You said what?
She said who?
White makeup. Like, I'm wearing my clothes very.
I'll low key meet Arrington from TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Low key, not gonna lie.
Too much.
I would meet Dixie. No. D'Amelio.
She looks so boring. Want to be happy.
Okay.
Like, yeah, her personality. I was trying to watch it, and I was like, oh my God. She is the personality of somebody with, like, no personality. No.
Yeah.
Okay, what person from TikTok would you want to meet?
Sienna. Actually, I did online. I met her online.
Oh, yeah. So. Sienna.
Yeah, Sienna, man.
I would want to meet Pekka.
Yeah, I told you guys.
Oh, yeah, I want to meet Pekka, too.
The bad and dad would be
Sienna. Unamigo, remember?
Yeah.
Like, if I were to meet somebody on Tikok, it would be that group.
Yeah, I was on a Amigo and her, and Jack. Right, and yeah, they're in LA. I was like, yeah. I was so shocked. I thought it was fake. And she said,
yeah, she
told me, I like your hair. She like told me that. And I like, my mouth was open the whole time. And then she ended up skipping me because I was so shocked. Yeah, I did. I couldn't even like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said that. Yeah. TikTok star, honestly, Noah Beck.
Ew.
Just kidding. That's good.
Vinny Hacker.
Vinny Hacker. Okay. Yes.
No.
What? Okay.
You want to meet Vinny Hacker?
He grows out his
beard hair. Yeah, oh, I so hate ugly. Facial hair.
Maybe, that's
okay, when we talk about qualities of a person, that's what I'm going to say.
Jules LeBlanc. Jules LeBlanc.
Can we talk about that? Well, okay, wait.
Vinny's voice does not match his looks. Have you heard his voice?
Yeah, it's not as.
Let's talk about what qualities.
Doesn't match him.
What qualities make guys / girls attractive? Who would you date at school?
No,
who would I date at school?
Yeah.
Oh, that's part of the question. I wouldn't date anybody at the same school as me. I would not be able to. I'd get irritated very quickly.
Yeah.
And then plus, if you guys break up and then you guys have to see each other.
Yeah, and you guys know each other's route.
Honestly, I would have like, awkward. Yeah, I wouldn't really care, but at the same time, I'd be irritated seeing their face.
Okay, yeah, qualities though? Tall?
Yeah, qualities, tall.
Have a personality. Like, don't be plain.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion. Yeah. I don't care about height.
Learn from.
But you need to be cute.
Like, literally.
Learn from experience. No,
I don't say go for looks, but go for looks.
No, for real.
Either way, they're going to treat you the same way.
Yeah.
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 When you see somebody, you're obviously like, oh, they're cute because they're
right, you're attractive.
Also, when you give an ugly guy a chance,
they think they could do something bad.
Yeah, no.
But have a personality. Don't be...
Okay, no, for real. Also, and, like, just be the one... Be kind. I feel like that's a lot of a person. Oh, also, humble.
If you're not funny...
You know what? I was going to say... I don't want somebody to be, like, so, like, disrespectful to me, but, like, at the same time, I want to be able to joke and be rude.
Yeah.
Also,
like, match my humor.
Yeah. Also, be mean to everyone but me.
We don't want you being friendly.
Yeah, don't be friendly, but...
Like, you can't have any friends besides me.
Also, don't...
No, don't post me.
Also, look... Yeah, don't post me. Don't post me. I want it private. What? Also, what was I was going to say?
At the beginning, I don't know if you guys heard me, but... But about height, I was like, unpopular opinion, I don't care about height.
Oh, yeah, I remember
really?
You. I remember.
Oh, I'm listening to this. Yes.
No, I remember on the TikTok. Okay, so I saw you comment on a TikTok when some girl was like, why do you guys care about height so much?
Okay.
And then your comment was like, yeah, just like give them a chance or something. I forgot what you
no,
said. It was
I
something
don't know.
Like that.
No, I don't know. I was agreeing with you. I know what you're talking about,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know what I said either.
Yeah, because
I'm
like, very
like,
top.
See it, and I'm like,
yes.
I like people's comments to embarrass them.
I like people's comments too because they like mine, so I like theirs too.
Yeah.
I'm like, you
but
like
also,
mine, I'm like yours.
Unpopular opinion. I want you to have had exes before so you know how
experience.
To treat some experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be your first. Sorry.
Don't be clingy.
But you
like,
want them to be your first?
No. I don't know. I just don't want them to be my like them.
First
to, like,
relationship. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, do you want them to have a first love or just first experience at least?
Experience.
At least experience.
Not live.
I mean,
just
depends how old we are.
Have an ex, but be over them.
Okay.
My first love back in my days.
Oh. It says, what is your favorite restaurant and what do you order?
Yeah, Fortune Palace.
Yeah, we go to Fortune Palace.
We
always
get there.
Steak and lobster mac and cheese.
I order 6/20 the tacos and I eat them all.
I don't have a favorite restaurant because I don't eat out that much.
No, for real.
So.
I don't have one either.
I like Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
And I
that's
just
my favorite
get,
fast food, too?
That's my favorite
fast food, too.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, mine is definitely Chick-fil-A with mine. And I just get a
Chick-fil-A
classic chicken sandwich.
Okay, I get the Diet Strawberry Lemonade Frosty.
Oh, cool.
So good.
I get
spicy chicken.
Oh,
my gosh. Guys, it's so good. You have to get it.
And, like, two chicken tenders.
But I've been going to make cookies.
Remember you?
Oh, Cody's is so good.
You guess? she was like, do you want like a number four, number three, and you just guess the random number after
another
yeah,
state
princess?
Yeah.
Sushi,
and it's not good in my opinion.
I like sushi.
Well, I
had
eat
a
sushi with the fish,
I just don't like seafood, but I like sushi.
What?
And then let's see another question. Okay.
Do you guys like bacon?
No.
Yeah. I like bacon with avocado.
I like bacon, but it depends on my mood. Yeah. But yeah, I do.
I just feel nasty eating it, so I don't like it.
Because they have the bacon rack at the
Poison
Rack.
Yeah, because I haven't had it yet. I want to try it because it's special occasions, you
yes.
know?
Yes.
This is like 40.
You know we're eating by ourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're, just, yeah, they're dropping us off.
Bro, I'm low-key scared. Yeah.
Why are they just dropping?
Because there can be six people.
Oh, six. And there's not enough, like...
What about like one parent? Like no, we're just not doing that.
That'd be I don't think they'd
just
want
us.
One parent
yeah.
with us and then the rest.
They were not rip us off, cause I'll take my food back. I'll tell them please no.
No, they know me there.
Okay, we got the exclusive.
Hey guys, I'm back.
We got the exclusive. Okay, what is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Pop the blood vessel in my eyeball.
Ew.
I don't do crazy things. So I don't know.
One crazy thing that I did was put a, like, you know those beads that you put in your hair? I put it at my nose, and then I had to go to
the
ER.
Oh, I used to,
girl.
When I was little, I used to smash little pulleys with my hands.
I did that with a, like, a piece of tissue, because I had a bloody nose, and I made the tissue too small, and it got stuck in my bloody nose. It was nasty.
I've never had a bloody nose before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I busted my lip open when I was little trying to get chips.
When I was in the car, I was in the back seat of my grandparents' car, and I had cherries, so I put the cherry seeds.
Yeah, I remember you told me that.
I put the cherry seeds up my nose, and then like I couldn't breathe. So my grandparents like had a pullover, and they're like,
my
they
God.
Asked me how it got in my nose, and I told them that I threw them out the window, and they flew back.
Okay, what's your favorite sport? Describe your best play in the game.
So I play basketball.
My favorite sport. Okay, my favorite sport is volleyball.
Are you?
And last weekend, like, we had a tournament, and I made an ace serve to, like, win our game.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was very fun. And then
when
afterwards,
I played volleyball in elementary school.
I didn't make the team. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was really fun.
I can't describe a good play I had.
Okay, what's your favorite sport though?
Oh, I remember. Okay, this one. I have the soccer video. The video. So we're like, Maya was there, and then we're like, the parents were talking hecka trash. I was like, they're like calling us ghetto.
Oh yeah, they called us ghetto girls.
Yeah,
I was the ghetto.
You were
girls.
At that game.
Yeah, I was at
and
the game.
And
like,
really?
I was like, okay, watch this. And then next play, Kazel crossed me the ball, and then I scored in one touch. I was like, yeah.
That was in Davis, huh?
I was like, yeah.
No, that was the game that was 3 hours away. We rode with
Mariah. No, that was the ghetto girls game. But I know the play she's talking was that in Davis because your mom took a video of that.
Yeah, because that was the game I had.
Everybody's
that was
Mariah. My dad sent me a video of you scoring.
A championship game for
the
Pleasant basketball.
No, it was like a
school. We rode there to Davis.
When we were good.
I remember that because I remember.
What the heck were you forward?
Man,
yeah, that was a really good ball. And
it was kind of like
finish.
A soft
like,
kick,
okay,
but like
you know,
it's okay.
Yeah, my first
one. Light.
I don't even have a
so
favorite
light.
Sport anymore.
Anyway,
I used to be soccer, but I don't play anything anymore.
What about
my
running?
My best play. Oh, I don't like to run, but I do sometimes. That was a left footed shot.
Yeah.
Wow. My best play was just going shoulder to shoulder people.
No, for real.
No, mine was in the 11 girl game at Sheldon where I tied it up for us.
Yeah.
Was it your free kick? Yeah, my free kick.
No, you didn't get all your free kicks.
I know.
No, for real.
Guys, I was missing my free kick.
Guys,
no, I haven't seen all your videos. I'm like,
what's my best play? I don't know.
What's your your favorite sport? Okay, guys, all these girls like soccer.
I don't know
basic.
What my best play is.
Actually, I'm
a block in that soccer game. Maya
oh,
yeah.
I can juggle
really
good.
And then you
really
had
good.
That one header.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes, like, I can play every single position. Midfielder, goalie,
you cannot play no
left.
Maya's a really good forward because Maya's a really good forward because she can just chase down the ball.
Forward,
she,
midfield,
she outruns
goalie,
the defenders.
At least
so.
You know the position.
Sideline,
no, not sideline,
coach.
Not sideline.
I play every single position.
The only defender that she couldn't ever outrun was Mariah in practices.
Yeah, but girl, I would. One time when me and Mariah were trying to practice and we were like going for the ball, I tripped her.
Yeah,
she like fell, nobody called it.
Yeah.
So then Mariah slide
tackled her neck. Yeah, I was like, girl, come on now. Let's go to the parking lot.
Somebody just said, isn't lasagna just spaghetti flavored cake?
I know, I saw that. I was like, boy, please stop messing with my mind. Okay.
That is not cake.
I don't think so. I think it's pasta.
Yeah. Like, next question. What's your dream vacation?
Bora Bora.
Me too.
Bora Bora.
Wait, Bahamas. Bora Bora. My parents went there.
Okay, I got that from a tweet, guys. I'm not plagiarizing. Or stealing content. Because she's Bora Bora.
Oh my god,
do you see the person that you're talking about on Twitter?
Okay, because you're more excited.
Yeah, for real.
Sorry.
No, I hate more excited. Oh my god.
I don't like annotated bibliography.
No, for real.
Yeah, no, our librarian at Pinkerton. She's so scary.
She did too much. She did too much.
So scary.
Oh my god, what was her name? She tried to teach us that one website. To
Oh yeah, the Noodle Tools. Tools.
Yeah, Noodle Tools. That was so boring.
Or the other one.
Yeah.
No, the one with the curly hair.
The one with the eyebrows.
Yeah, the eyebrows were all the way down here.
The one with the curly hair scared me.
She
was a little mean. She kind of lost her temper.
She had braces.
Quite.
Okay. Yeah.
Guys, I went Elvis Presley's plane today. Do you want to see his bed?
What did you just
before say? Before we came.
Oh, you went to Graceland?
Yeah. Look at his bed. Look at his bed. So cool.
How much did you guys? It's expensive to get in, huh?
Yeah, we just did
the
cheapest one.
You guys did the expensive one?
No, we did the cheapest one.
Okay, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Invisibility.
Mind reading.
Oh yeah, mind reading. Yeah.
Teleportation.
Honestly.
Honestly, not mind reading. Because like, if I have a boyfriend and he just like,
we're
like
fighting.
You're
reading his head. He's like, she's kind of ugly. Yeah. I wouldn't want that power because like.
Actually, I'm too nosy to have that power.
I already have that. Yeah. Like one thing I'm proud of. I was telling Maya.
What?
About TikTok. Like basically, you know, on Instagram when you come across posts on your explore page or your feed. And you could see, like, the people you follow. You could see who likes their the posts.
Yeah.
I'm glad you can't see that on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, because
I would get really into her.
I would have telekinesis.
What is that?
What is that?
Where you could, like, get the stuff. Same right here. I'm trying to get that.
You can teleport something else, not just yourself.
Oh, like Wanda. They can't see you. They can't see what you're doing. Oh, that's supposed to record. It's okay. What would you have more?
Invisibility.
Yes, twins.
Walk around naked.
Twins.
For real.
No, I have super speed because I can get tired of
them. No, for real. I would just teleport.
No, teleport, yeah. Yeah. Teleportation. Yeah, because sometimes I'm just
like, I'm going to Hawaii today.
Sometimes like I don't want to get up or like, not even just get up. It's like
I
don't want to go drive.
But then I have to go to the bathroom, so like.
Yeah, you don't want to start walking. You just want to get there.
Okay, last question. Who is your role model?
We already did that.
We didn't.
Oh wait, we didn't record it. So sorry.
My role model is Mariah.
She's like Mariah and my mom.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, and my mom and my dad. Yeah, but Mariah.
You guys are plagiarizing right now.
Oh well, DC Malia, Kazel. Okay. Anyway, guys, you're welcome.
What is
what else you guys? Do you guys have anything else that you guys?
That's it on the pod. How much minutes was this?
We're not done. It's still recording.
You were so dumb.
Wait, what does it
mean? Okay, wait. I have to do an outro.
In the caption, what does it mean, IB?
Inspired by.
Oh, you're on Musical.ly, so you don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Girl.
Okay.
I was on Musical.ly.
Okay, do you guys have any questions you guys want to ask or anything else?
Anyways, crickets.
Okay, I'm
guys,
just gonna do an outro.
Don't follow me on the gram.
Oh yeah.
Don't follow me, please.
Maybe I'll tag them.
JK,
maybe
please
not.
Don't tag me.
I haven't posted in a year, so there's no way.
I know. I don't have any posts. So
yeah, she deletes her posts every 5 seconds.
Man.
Well, okay. The last time I deleted them was like New Year's, and I haven't had them up since.
Okay.
Well,
thanks, guys, for listening to my podcast. See you guys later.
Wait, Mariah wants to say something. Go.
Not all teens know how to answer questions. Thank you.
And this video.
Bye.